Languages and Literatures. Professor Van Noten left, Professor Jiney, Professor Stahl, Professor Goldman, Mrs. Stahl, Mrs. Jiney, Pundit Bhatta, Pundit Deb Bhatta, who is with our department this year, and the Professor Judah of the Graduate Theological Union is also with us. We asked Swami to be with us this evening to discuss some of the social aspects of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He has favored us with a paper with some of his commentary on the scriptures regarding the social, political, and economic effects. And if you'd like to make some comment about this, and then we would like to discuss these matters with you. We have the paper, so we are prepared to ask you some questions, if that is all right with you after you make your comments.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Explaining the lifestyle of Krishna consciousness from the Bhagavad Gita text 4.13.
Chatur varnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasa tasya kartaram api mam vidhi akartaram avyayam.
Everyone's enjoyed it. Invited to please join us.
What is the translation?
According to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. And although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable.
This material world is working under three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. Therefore, in the spiritual nature, there is no such quality. Spirit soul is pure. And when the spirit soul comes in contact with matter, then the spirit soul becomes influenced by three kinds of material qualities. Actually, we are part and parcel of God. So qualitatively, we are one. He is spirit, we are also spirit. But we are part and part, fragment. God is full, whole, and we are fragments. So the example is just like fire and the sparks of fire. The fire is also possessing burning capacity. And the small sparks, they have got also the burning capacity. But not as big as the whole fire. This is our relationship with God. God has got creative power. We have also got creative power. But we are satisfied by creating a Sputnik flying in the sky. And God has created a limited number of planets that are floating in the sky. That is the difference between God and we have got the creative power. We are also trying to fly our Sputniks. And we are taking very much credit with the scientists. But we do not want to give any credit to its floating, millions of planets floating in the sky. This is godless. So, this godlessness is manifested in three qualities. Those who are in complete ignorance, they are practically forgotten what is God. Those who are in the modes of passion, they have got slight information of God. And those who are in goodness, they can understand what is God. Therefore, God says, Krishna says, Chatur Bandham Maya Sistam. According to the quality, there must be four classes of social order. The first class in goodness, Brahmin, most intelligent class. Brahma jnana diti Brahman. The Brahmana does not understand only ordinary things, but he understands the Supreme, the source of everything. That is Brahman. The qualities are described there. What is the sound? The Kshatriyas, who are supposed to govern over the people, they are guided by the Brahmanas. That you govern. Brahmanas are not interested. Just like you have heard a great politician, Chanakya Pandit, he was a Brahman. He was Prime Minister of Emperor Chandragupta. But he did not accept any salary. Even, say, 500 years ago, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they were Brahmanas. But because they accepted ministerial position in the government, the then Mahamudan government, Hussain Shah, they immediately rejected from Brahman society. The Brahman cannot accept any society. Similarly, Kshatriyas, similarly, Vaishyas, only the Shudras, they can. Parichatyatma-karma-karjam-sudra-karma-sabhava. Sudra means he cannot live independently. he has to accept samasa. So these four classes of men must be there. That is our sense alive. Just like in your body, there are four divisions: the head, the arms, the belly, and the legs. Similarly, the whole social body should be divided into four classes of order: the Brahmin class, the Kshatriya class, the Vaishya class, and the Shudra class. And education should be imparted in that spirit. And that is our social idea. Your first question was, is social style or the
lifestyle.
So, lifestyle, generally, a living entity born by father and mother, he is considered a Shudra. Just like ordinary life, we send our children to school, colleges, for knowledge. So, Janmana Jayate Shudra. Anyone who is born ignorant, foolish, otherwise why he is sent to school and college? He is supposed to be foolish. So, education means according to the quality. There must be examination by the teachers who is fit for becoming a Brahmin, who is fit for becoming a Kshatriya, and who is fit for becoming Vaishya like that. Of course, Shudras were not given any education, or they were incapable of receiving education. Especially the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas were educated to guide the social affairs. That is the Vedic system. And therefore Krishna says, Chatut Bannam Maya system Guna Karma Vibha. Guna and Karma, not by birth. Krishna says, by quality and by work. One must be qualified Brahmin by the symptom, truthfulness, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, very simple simplicity of life, arjava, jnana, vijnana, full of knowledge, vijnana, practical application in life, astikam, feast in view. In this way one becomes Brahmin. Similarly, Kshatriya's qualifications are described. Vaishya's qualifications are so described. The Brahmin's qualifications 9. Kshatriya's qualifications 7. Reducing. Vaishya's qualifications 3. Krishi Gauraksha Mani Jam. Krishi means agriculture. Goraksha, cow protection. That is Vaishya's business. And the Kshatriya's business is to give protection to the citizen, human being. Similarly, Vaishya's business is to give protection to the cow. Cow is very important animal in the society. Goraksha. Sri Krishna himself was a cow had bought. Although he is God, but he is teaching us that cow protection is a very important item in society. The Krishi Goraksha Banika Mukhred Vrishabharma Sabhava. With the higher three classes of men are divided like this. And the next fourth class, Shudra, Paricharjapakamkarjam Shudra Karma Savavajam. They want some service, that's all. And according to Vedic culture, because in this age there is no other distinction or orders of society. Therefore, they say, Kalau Sudra Sambhava. In this age, Kali Yuga, everyone is a Sudra. So, this is the social or style of life according to our Krishna Bhagavata. So at the present moment, there is scarcity of Brahminical class number. Good bread. One who knows what is Brahma. Janmana jayate sudra. By birth, everyone is a sudra. Samastarad bhavet bija. When he goes to the university or accepts a teacher, formerly they used to go to Gurukul. There was no organized university payment. You know. The student used to go to a Brahmin teacher, live with him, serve him, and take a degree. No monetary cost. So, a brahmachari would lead as menial servant, even if he is son of a king, he would go to the spiritual master and lead there as a menial servant. What about the spiritual master? People will ask him, you know. So this social order he led at the moment. Therefore, not in order. Here, Krishna says, or God says, when he speaks of Krishna, he says, God, that these four classes are there, social order, must be there. It is my creation. As you cannot avoid anything created by God, similarly, you cannot avoid the social division. Meritorious order, division of the society. And it is the duty of the government to see that these social orders are going on nicely. The class of Brahmin, they are doing their duty nicely. The Kshatriyas are doing nicely. Everyone should be employed. Nobody should be without any employment according to the quality. This is the duty of the government. So, lifestyle is the conception is given in the Bhagavad Gita very clearly. Now you judge whether it is acceptable or not. But it is acceptable. It was being accepted formally. Why not now? So our Krishna Bhava-sastra movement is an attempt to create a few Brahmins, brains. Brahmin is considered to be the head. Mukha-bahu rupadekha purusasya-asramaisaha chattara-yogyire-varna vipradaya-guna-pritha vipradaya. Purusasya, you accept the Supreme Lord, Virat, his universal form. Take this universe as the body, as the form of the Lord, Virat Rupa. The Virat Rupa was manifested before Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. So, the form means body means there must be head, there must be arms, there must be belly, there must be legs, then it is complete. Without head, what is the meaning of this body? You have got nice body and your head is cut off, then what is the value? So at the present moment, headless. Therefore there is always disorder. Nobody is satisfied. Even in spite of advancement of education, science, economic development, everything is disorder. Because the head is less. Or the head has become crazy. So therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is trying to rectify the brain puzzle. That is very important to try to understand. What do you think, Dr. Star? It is not my statement, I am not manufacturing anything. It is statement of Krishna, the authority. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Sayam, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is speaking. And it is accepted by all the acharyas. From the old days, past days, he accepted. Narada accepted, Asita Devala. Lately, all the acharyas of India, Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya, and following their footsteps, we are accepting Krishna. This is our God. Mahajana Dina Gavasapam. Mahajana, great personality. What do they follow? If we follow, then our personality is true. But if we manufacture ideas, because our senses are imperfect, however intelligent I may be, in the estimation of moral, of government, after all, our senses are imperfect. So whatever knowledge we manufacture by our imperfect senses, that is imperfect. So we have to accept knowledge from the perfect. Then it is all. What is the meaning of receiving knowledge from imperfect? Bhagavad Gita says, evam parampara praptam imam rajan sayo vidhu. Parampara, by disciplic succession, perfect knowledge. Just like a father teaches his son, my dear son, this is gold, gold. So the child is not perfect, but he receives knowledge from the perfect father. So when he says it is gold ring, his knowledge is perfect. Similarly, one may not be perfect, but if he accepts the knowledge from the perfect, then his knowledge. Our reception of knowledge, not by manufacture, that in Sanskrit they are called avarohapantha, arohapantha. Arohapantha means one's trying to understand from down. And overall one can if the knowledge is coming from upper state. So we are therefore presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without malinterpretation. The tendency is that I can interpret